I'd like now to welcome back to the show Irene Hoffman. She is Philips Director and Chief Curator of Site Santa Fe. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So we just wanted to update people on all the different things that are going on. Time Lapse is still happening. Tell us just quickly what that show is about.
Sure. Time Lapse is an exhibition that literally changes every day. We wanted to create an exhibition that challenged the notion that an exhibition is a fixed set of objects in the gallery spaces, and created an exhibition where every artwork changes. Some change every day, others change every week, and others change when the audience comes into the space and interacts with the artwork.
Right.
So very literally, the show has been evolving and growing over time. So if you came to the opening, it had one configuration, and now, many, many weeks later, there are more artworks that are on the wall, the pieces have grown, and there is a richer sense of the four main artworks in the exhibition. So Time Lapse is really suggesting that, you know, there's another way to kind of look at artworks and hopefully come back and see how they've changed.
Have you had a lot of repeat customers, so to speak?
We have had repeat customers, and we've tried to make it as easy as possible. When you come to site, we give you a pass. You can come back for free.
Ah, good.
So it suggests that right away, as you walk in, that you might want to come back and see what's evolved. And the public programs that we've had throughout the run of the show also encourage people to come back and take another look. And there's time-lapse cameras that are throughout the exhibition that also now tell the story of the exhibition from the moment it opened, because you can watch everything that's happened in those gallery spaces until the moment that you're standing in front of the screens.
Now, the word evolution suggests adaptivity. Is there anything that is like adapting and learning as the exhibition goes along?
Not exactly. But many of the pieces are responding to what's happening today.
In that moment,
the person that is walking up to the piece, or in another instance, an artist by the name of Mary Temple, she's responding to what's happening today in the news.
That's a beautiful piece. I saw that at the very beginning.
There are
portraits of people who are making the news, and it's all very current, and there's a motif that has to do with the calendar and the days of the week and the importance of that issue to the artist. It's super cool.
Exactly. And so she makes a drawing for us every single day, spends about 4 hours from the moment she starts researching the news to the moment she sends us the file. It's about 4 hours. She emails the file. We have her printer and the paper, and we print out that drawing every day and add it to all the days and weeks and months that are already on the wall.
So that is Time Lapse, and there's a bunch of cool ones, but there's another where you put your finger in it, and there's like, it's not exactly your fingerprint, but it kind of is, depending on position of your finger.
Right.
How does that work?
Pulse Index. This is Rafael Lozano Hemmer, an artist born in Mexico City and based now in Montreal, and this is a work that is growing over time as the audience interacts with it. Yes, you put your finger into this device, and it's taking a measure of your pulse rate, and it's taking an image of your fingerprint. So something that, you know, reveals a lot about your identity, you're giving up to the piece, so the artwork itself has a lot to do with sort of all the ways in which we give over control, and we're more and more comfortable being filmed everywhere, and we'll give our fingerprint up within the context of the artwork. But
and
it's
at the
projected.
End, the whole thing gets sent to Washington. Not really.
No, not really. But your fingerprint is added to the projection that can kind of surround you in the space, where every other fingerprint of the people before you is there in this amazing grid, all sort of pulsating with the individual pulses.
So that's all happening, and it finishes. There's a countdown clock.
There is.
What's the last day?
May 20th is the last day of Time Lapse.
Okay. Now, you have another show coming up this summer, which I love because it's based on a concept invented by one of my heroes, Stephen Colbert.
Yes. On his first program, he introduced a word. And that word was truthiness. And it's a word that defines truth as something that you feel rather than something that you know.
Right.
Right? So
I know that there are aliens watching me when I sleep.
Right.
I feel it.
Right, exactly.
It's a truthy kind of knowledge.
And although that was introduced in a comedy sketch, right, it became the word of the year that year because it, in fact, it describes this quality that we're seeing so much in contemporary life. The fact that more people get their news from fake news programs than actual journalists does tell us something about this moment where we will accept things as true if someone who we admire tells us, or if we read it on Wikipedia, for example. So
Wikipedia is pretty good, actually.
It's pretty good, but when I start seeing it as original, sort of used as original research in master's thesis, I start to wonder how what's happening to that kind of exploration of the truth, right, and facts. So we have a show coming called More Real? Art in the Age of Truthiness.
Oh, my goodness.
So how does this concept of what is true, what is false, what is real, how is that reflected in art? And there are many ways in which artists are addressing this quality in contemporary life, this truthiness quality. And so you will see it through videos, you'll see it through sculpture and installation, and it will be an exhibition that will hopefully question a lot of information that we see today and begin to sort of unpack this quality of truthiness that is so prevalent in our lives today.
Very interesting. Well, come back around the time that opens and tell us more, because we want to hear about that. There is also this coming Friday night, an event coming up, which is, I guess, something that you do every year. It's called Sight Unseen.
Sight Unseen is what we do every S-I-T-E. Other year.
Oh, as yep. Like Sight Santa Fe, S-I-T-E.
That's
Sight
right.
Unseen. Uh-huh.
And this is something that happens every other year. And in large part, Sight Unseen will be raising funds to help support More Real. This is More Real. It's going to be a very large-scale exhibition. And so Sight Unseen involves about 300 artists who have created artworks for us on 5.5 by 8 inch boards, sent them in to us, signed them on the back, and we install them. We're installing them this week. You come to the event, you can't tell who the artists are, and you're really testing your eye. Can you recognize the Ed Ruscha? Can you recognize the Terry Allen or the Carrie Mae Weems,
right,
or the Judy Chicago? You don't know who it is until you've decided to buy the work, you pay for it, and then we flip over the artwork and you find out whose artwork you just bought.
That's so cool.
That's the Sight Unseen.
Right.
So there's a lot of running to the galleries as soon as we open them, everyone getting a first look and a kind of a mad dash to make that first pick and to find out if your guess is correct, how honed your eye is.
Right, and so they're all the same price, you might get a very well-known artist. You might get somebody that you never heard of, but I think the beauty of it is you choose the piece, presumably, that really catches your eye, that you like.
That's right.
And whether it's a famous artist or not, you take it home.
That's right. That's exactly.
Excellent.
And some artists have made 2 or 3 works, so while 5.5 by 8 is a modest size, you might go home with 3 that all kind of fit together.
Very
But you
got
to get there first.
So this is all on Friday. There's a preview from 5 to 6. There's a public opening from 6 to 7:30. And it is just happening over the weekend. There'll be DJ and food and all kinds of good things. And for more information, people can go to sitesantafe.org. They can also call 505-989-1199 for more information. So it sounds like you have... How long have you been at Sight Santa Fe?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Yep.
So quite a... I mean, not a very long time. You've gotten a lot under your belt. I mean, you've been doing these spread things, too.
Exactly. And we're now working on our exhibition plans for the next year and a half to 2 years. So that puts us in a great position soon to announce a lot more to you, too.
Oh, good. Well, we look forward to that. And just so people know what we're referring to, these spread events are a chance for local artists to show what they're doing and have people come in and have dinner and kind of vote for the the recipient of,
exactly.
of the funds that come in for the dinner.
In fact, our next spread event has its application period opening after the weekend, and it closes the end of May, and then we will have... Over the summer, I will gather the jury. We'll be selecting our 9 finalists. And in September, we will gather again at the farmer's market. Our 9 finalists will pitch. And the
and
one who
the
receives...
the public will vote.
They will vote, and the winner will receive all the money that is paid at the door to come to the event. So we hope to have another really big grant. Our last grant was over $8,000 for a local artist. So we're very proud of this initiative.
Irene Hoffman is Philip's director and chief curator at Site Santa Fe. Once again, sitesantafe.org. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.